From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. When Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue announced a $12 billion program to help farmers bearing the brunt of the trade war, some farmers were thrilled, while corn, wheat, and dairy producers, not so much. AgWeb.com reports dairy producers were disappointed by the trade aid payment rates, which amount to approximately 12 cents per 100 pounds. Since the retaliatory tariffs began, milk futures have lost over $1.2 billion, and milk prices for the balance of the year are expected to be $1.10 per 100 pounds lower than what was estimated pre-tariffs. The world's largest agribusiness expects the EPA to announce a renewal and an updated label for the herbicide dicamba in the coming weeks. Bayer Crop Science President Liam Condon tells AgriMarketing.com the EPA said it wants to decide before the next growing season to give growers certainty. The weed system's two-year authorization runs out in November, and the EPA must decide whether to extend its use and whether to make changes to how and when it is used. The USDA plans to stay on offense when it comes to negotiating trade deals for the nation's farmers. Undersecretary Ted McKinney says the USMCA trade picture is looking more optimistic and is a good template we can take to other countries. According to Agriculture.com, the USDA is shoring up all of its other markets while trying to get back to the table with its number one soybean customer, China. And that's your agribusiness update. I'm Bob Larson with the Ag Information Network of the West.